You were supposed to practice today, I believe. What was the thinking in not practicing?
Well, what we're doing today is we're doing a team exercise instead of the practice that we scheduled. We had a practice for Jacksonville, Ephesus, today. My other option was to do the team exercise that we're doing as I speak. We just started it at 10:30, and then we'll work on Jacksonville this afternoon. So that's our plan.
What are you doing? Yeah.
It's a team exercise. Nah, it's just something in-house. Football. Raising the football IQ.
Mike, with two preseason games done and two left to go, I guess, what do you want to accomplish here these last two preseason games?
I think it's important this week to take another step. The video, there's a lot of good things that our players we got to watch this morning. We corrected the Raider film this morning and just had our team meeting. So it's important to build off of other things that we accomplished. But it's still, it's very similar to when I stand up here and I feel like I talk about every year. We got to get our leverage. We're not playing with proper leverage points as consistently as we need to. Our aiming points aren't where they need to be. All the fundamental work. So we need to just continue to stress that. I mean, we got two really big practices this week, Monday and Tuesday. This will be our first opportunity to have a full game plan week going into a game. Today's technically a Monday. Tomorrow will be a Tuesday. And then, Monday will be an in-season Wednesday. So getting the players on the in-season schedule, get their regularity of, what time their day starts, what time they're lifting weights, the practice times and all that. You want to accomplish that this week. And, ultimately the on-the-road mechanics, traveling the day before game, having your Saturday-type practice before you get on the plane and get out there to San Francisco and, do your meetings in the hotel. So it's, there's a first for all that. I mean, we had some of that in Canton, obviously, going up there to Cleveland. So just getting all the mechanics, getting the process of playing a road game, it's important. And then ultimately, the most important thing is to go out and play well against San Francisco. And what I mean by play well is to make sure hopefully everybody gets in the game again. We played, everybody's played the first two games. I'd like to continue with that. How we distribute the reps, really, Mondays and Tuesdays practice will dictate that.
You know, as you put a lot of young guys in against the Oakland ones, I mean, what's the thinking behind that? Just a better look, better competition, or?
Well, really, I didn't know how long they were going to play their ones. I mean, there was no communication on that. So, it's obviously their prerogative. I'm sure I think it's typical preseason. Everybody's trying to, get their team ready. So they're more focused on, what they need to do and what they need to work on, and no different for us. So, we have a certain, play number or, series number for players that we assign, once we get to the playtime meetings, and it just worked out that way.
Mike, what's the plan for Jordy this week?
Well, Jordy will practice Monday. He'll go through the individual and then we'll kind of take it from there. So, first things first.
Mike, when it comes to a play style, how do you like the way your team's hitting in the first couple of games? Seems like there's a lot of snap to it. Do you like the way your team's hitting?
I think we improved from week one to week two. I definitely was not there against Cleveland. We definitely had a lot more examples of the way it's supposed to look against Oakland. It's important for us to build off of that, the pursuit and finish, the cover and finish, just the emphasis on, taking care of the football, covering the football, taking it away. So I thought we definitely took a step against the Raiders, and we need to take another big step against the 49ers.
Like, would J.C. Treader's training camp have gone a little differently in terms of how his reps were split position by position if Corey had been healthy at the start of camp?
Yeah. Potentially, but I mean, that's football. I mean, things happen. JC's had an excellent training camp, and I'm very, very, very excited the way he's playing.
What do you think of Kyle Murphy?
I'm sorry?
What do you think of Kyle Murphy?
Did some good things. I mean, obviously not practicing for a couple weeks. Conditioning was going to be a challenge. We knew that going into the game, but I thought he battled through and did some good things.
I know there's more moving parts than just one or two, but ideally, would you like to see Aaron and Jordy on the field in a preseason game getting snaps together before week one?
That's really something that I probably need to answer down the road. You know, I think it's important to stay focused on the fact that Jordy's going to practice, you know, Monday for the first time. It'll be in a individual, in the individual drills, the emphasis there, normal protocol that you want to bring guys back. Obviously, his veteran experience will factor into that. Aaron and Jordy will work as much as they possibly can, on one-on-one routes and things like that. So we got a plan that, we'll start that plan, and, based on how it works out play time, I can't really answer that question.
What have you seen different from Joe Thomas and Carl Bradford this year?
Joe Thomas and Carl, I mean, I think it jumps out to everybody. I mean, you talk about two young players that have really taken a huge step in their development. I'm very, very pleased with Joe, what Joe's done, and Carl. Playing fast, playing reckless, and that's what you look for. So Joe's done a very good job also on special teams, and Carl needs to continue to make progress on special teams. But both have clearly improved from last year, and that's what you look for in your young players.
I'm sure you probably chart injuries year to year. Are you guys maybe a little bit healthier at this point this year than maybe?
We chart it. Didn't memorize it for the press conference today. Apologize. If we feel healthier, yes.
Is there anything you can chalk? Is that maybe just the byproduct of the Canton game, or is there something else maybe
it would? Well, I mean, that's a good point. I think the Canton game probably that definitely helped us. Playing on a field turf field. I mean, it's always usually a little rougher than playing on natural grass. So we've had two games on natural grass, and we've got two more on natural grass. That's a good thing. That's something I always look for in the preseason games. So, but hey, you have to, you have to get the quality of work, the workload that you need in preseason. Everybody, looks at it the same way, I'm sure, as far as what they feel their team needs to get ready, what individuals need to get ready, and I feel like right now we're on a pretty good course.
I think Brett Hundley's going to be able to do anything this week or no?
I think Brett will be hard-pressed to do anything this week. I don't see him playing against San Francisco.
Have you seen Barkley maybe settle into that center spot the more reps he's
got? Barkley it played very well compared to Cleveland, so he definitely, the things that – Don needed to work on at center. Some of the things that he saw in Cleveland, he definitely improved on, particularly reaching the nose guard. So I thought Don had a nice game against the Raiders.
Thank you.